This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Kathmandu Valley administrations remove all prohibitory orders issued for containment of COVID-19 infection. Supreme Court forms constitutional bench and it starts hearing from today. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki stresses timely formulation of laws to strengthen cyber security. And a powerful bomb explosion in Peshawar city of Pakistan kills more than 30 people. Now the news in detail. All sorts of prohibitory orders issued earlier in the Kathmandu Valley for containing COVID-19 infection have been lifted with the decreasing trend of virus infection. The prohibitory orders will be removed from tomorrow in all three districts of the valley, Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur. With this, all political, economic, social, educational and other professional activities will resume in a full-fledged manner by adopting health safety protocols. The Supreme Court has formed a constitutional bench and started hearing from today. Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Karki formed the bench and assigned six cases for hearing today. The bench comprising Acting Chief Justice himself and other four judges Meera Khatka, Hari Krishna Karki, Bishambar Shrestha, and Ishwar Prasad Khatiwara started the hearing. The constitutional bench at the Supreme Court had remained affected for around 5 months. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Center has begun in Kathmandu from today. Party Chairperson Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and leader Narayan Kajishwester addressed today's meeting. Briefing the committee about contemporary politics and the MCC compact, Chairperson Prachanda said his party's decision over the compact saved the country from a severe disaster. However, leader Shrestha criticized the party's role in ratifying the MCC compact. Party's central member Devendra Pobial said their next meeting scheduled for Sunday will discuss contemporary politics, preparation for local level elections, the nomination of central members, formulation of the Politburo and Standing committee, among others. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has stressed the need for making telecommunication services affordable and accessible. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 24th anniversary of the Nepal Telecommunication Authority in Kathmandu today, Minister Karki urged the authority to expand the reliable and affordable telecommunication services in all areas of the country in a bid to meet the target of Digital Nepal. The Communication Minister also directed the Telecommunication Authority to carry out regular monitoring of quality delivered by the service providers. Minister Karki also emphasized on the timely formulation of laws related to cyber security in the time of growing use of technology. Chiefs of different diplomatic missions in Nepal held a candle lighting ceremony at Bodh Stupa in Kathmandu yesterday evening, calling for peace in Ukraine. Speaking during the event, they praised Nepal's support to Ukraine in the UN forums. Kausal Ghimare brings more in this report.
The chiefs of diplomatic missions in Nepal have expressed their gratitude to Nepal for voicing its support for Ukraine in the United Nations forums. The ambassadors of different countries made such remarks during a candle lighting ceremony held at Bodhanath Stupa in Kathmandu on Thursday. Addressing the event, the U.S. ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry, lauded the role of the Nepali leadership in voicing its support to Ukraine in UN forums such as the General Assembly and the Human Rights Council.
I think that the leadership of Nepal speaks for itself. I think if you look at the statements and the votes in the United Nations General Assembly and the Human Rights Council, Nepal is I think making a proper and right stand.
Also speaking during the event, the ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Nona Dupre, said she was thankful for Nepal's support to Ukraine in such a dire situation.
The UN vote and the vote that was overwhelmingly in support of Ukraine at the UN General Assembly, including the vote from Nepal, which I'm very thankful for.
Ambassadors from Switzerland, the United States, the United Kingdom, South Korea, the European Union, Australia, Japan, Germany, the Director of the International Labour Organization, Acting UN Resident Coordinator, and Honorary Consuls from New Zealand, Latvia, and Ukraine had attended the event. We asked some of the participants about the significance of Thursday's event. Here is what they had to say.
I'm Elisabeth von Capella, the Swiss ambassador, and we are here today to show solidarity with the Ukrainian people and to demonstrate against also violence and the violation of human rights. We are very, very much occupied or worried about what happens, and we would never have thought that it happened again.
My name is Thomas Prinz. I'm the German ambassador in Nepal. Today's event is about the Russian invasion in the Ukraine. We come here together to show a clear signal that we stand with the Ukraine.
I'm Nicola Pollitt. I'm the British ambassador here in Nepal. And I'm really pleased that the diplomatic community here have been able to come together in solidarity for Ukraine, who, in the face of Russian aggression, need all of our support. So it's been a real pleasure and privilege to be part of this event today.
The participants in the event called for the end of the war and reinstatement of peace in Ukraine. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरु मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौ श्रमिक श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौ
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The calibration flight started for the test of Tribhuvan International Airport runway concluded today. Other flights at Tribhuvan International Airport were disrupted due to the calibration flight conducted yesterday and today. The calibration flight was conducted for 2 hours today. Tribhuvan International Airport Director Premnath Thakur said the next calibration flight would take place in Simora. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A powerful bomb explosion inside a Shia mosque in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar on Friday killed more than 30 worshippers, wounding dozens more. The explosion occurred as worshippers gathered in the Kucha Risaldar Mosque in Peshawar's old city area for Friday fairs. Peshawar police say the violence started when two armed attackers opened fire on police outside the mosque. One assailant and one policeman were killed in the gunfight and other policeman was wounded. The remaining attackers then entered the mosque and detonated a bomb. No group has taken responsibility for the attack. Russian forces have seized the Ukraine West's largest nuclear plant in Europe. According to international media reports, it comes hours after a fire broke out at the Zaporizhia plant following a Russian attack. The fire is said to have been extinguished, and officials say the site is safe now. Ukrainian authorities say the facility was operating normally and claim that the area had been under Russian control since Monday. Western powers have condemned Russia for what they called a horrific and reckless act. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mountainous regions of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu Valley Administration Supreme of all prohibitory orders issued for containment of COVID-19 infection. Supreme Court forms constitutional bench and starts hearing from today. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki stresses timely formulation of laws to strengthen cyber security. And powerful bomb explosion in Peshawar city of Pakistan kills more than 30 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.